Time now for the midday interview. Tony Rivenbark is here, actor, director, writer, raconteur, and we're going to be talking with Tony today about a book that has just been published by Arcadia Publishing. It's from their Images of America series, and I can't think of a better person to do the research and do the writing for this book. It's called Introducing Thalian Hall by D. Anthony Rivenbark. So hello, D. Anthony Rivenbark.
Hello. From D. Anthony and Tony.
That's right. That's
one and the same.
And it's great to have you in the new studio here at WHQR.
Yes, very nice.
This is my first interview here in Studio 3, and you'll all have to come by the station and see it if you get a chance when you're downtown. It will be eventually the all-classical station broadcasting from this room at the radio station, but right now it's on every channel you can think of. So, Tony, let's talk about this book. It has just gone on sale. You have a book signing coming up at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in the Thalian Hall Ballroom. Talk about the book and how it came about.
Well, these Arcadia books are basically image-driven. They are always seeking new topics. And so if you've got a mess of photographs and you've got somebody who's willing to write something about those photographs, they have these incredible formulas, and basically all that stuff gets churned into a meat grinder and comes out in little pellets of pictures and words. And they're wonderful because they're really very accessible to everybody. You know, it's not a deep research piece, though there's a lot of research went into this. I guess the problem for me was is I had a much bigger story to tell. And that was very painful in many ways to be limited to what I could say. And particularly, I remember one morning coming in and having to cut 1,000 words that morning out of things. So there are a couple of sentences in there that don't quite work. But the information is still, I think, very interesting. And one of the nicest comments was Beverly Tetterton.
I gave her.
She has just written a wonderful book on maritime Wilmington for Arcadia.
She's a great local historian.
Wonderful.
Just terrific.
And, of course, the people of the library were so helpful, as everybody has been. But she wrote me back that I sent her a copy, and she said it was like a love letter to Thalian Hall. I thought that was the sweetest thing, and particularly anybody who's been around a while. You know, there are people, a lot of people in this that are no longer with us. And I found that to be, you know, I was sad a lot when I was writing it because you go through and looking at all these pictures. And this, I did my first show on Thalian Hall stage in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot of people that I've run into over the years in Wilmington and at the theater and on the stage and all that are just no longer with us.
Right.
And I really got sort of sad, you know, looking at that. But at the same time, it was a great thrill to be able to show many of these people in context of Thalian Hall. And also, while there's somebody still around that it could identify the people in the photographs.
Exactly.
Because so many of the crowd of people that used to be involved with the arts, they're all gone. That whole generation, Claude Howell. And
I would like to think that maybe there's an equivalent of Thalian Hall in the afterlife where all the good old actors go, and we can still put on a show when we get there. What do you think, Tony?
Well, they're probably sitting around having a drink.
Claude
talking,
certainly is.
Talking,
so is Tommy
talking
Hall.
About, you know, the theater is as exciting as the theater is. In many ways, it's best discussed in the past tense when all the hard work is over and all the agony that people go through when they're trying to put on a show, then, of course, the show happens and it's great. But then where people really enjoy it is with talking about such and such a performance when they did this, because all of that darkness and uncertainty goes away when you're talking about the wonderful memories.
Let me ask you something quickly, Tony. You said that when Arcadia creates this series, did they give you the photographs they wanted in the book, or were you allowed to choose from the archives at Thalian Hall and the public
library?
You do
a proposal to them with some suggested photographs and suggested in captions, so they have a feeling for what you're talking about, and you write a 200-word essay on sort of what the arc of the book is or what it is you're trying to tell. And from that, they make a judgment. And then they give you all these rules.
That's right.
And you start into it. And it's I think pretty much any idiot can write one of these books because of the way the formulas are set. If you know something about the pictures and you've got a good collection of pictures, most anyone can write one of these books.
Well, Tony, you are such a great raconteur, though. I mean, you know all the stories.
True. And what I tried to focus on particularly throughout the book were the people. Not so much, straight history, but the people and their influence. And then there are a number of photographs which have never been published that are in the book. There are photographs that existed, and maybe people have seen them, but exactly what was going on in them weren't known. And there's very little performance or interior-type photographs from the 19th century. This is always difficult. And we actually ended up with one picture of a local production from a scene in a big show called The Kermis, which was a big sort of globalization in the 1896 when the world was becoming a closer place in ways. And Wilmington, was being a port and a railroad center, was really involved in a sense with the bigger world. And they had this big show for about 3 days at Thalian Hall, and they turned the city hall into a fair. They had a restaurant in there doing foods from different parts of the world. Sort of it was like a taste of the world.
Interesting.
And we have a picture of one of the scenes called Swedish Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. I've got to see that.
It's a beautiful picture, and it belongs to the ministering circle of St. James.
Oh, be darned.
And it's been hanging it's been there for years, but people forgot what the picture was.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
And then it was a small picture, and there were names on masking tape on the back of the picture.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Tony Rivenbark, who has just put out this wonderful book called Introducing Thalian Hall in collaboration with Arcadia Publishing. It's part of their Images of America series. And Tony is probably the best person any of us can think of to take all these archival photographs and put words to them. Tell us who's in the photos, what's going on, when the photos are from. Pretty deep research process, but Tony's been really doing that process for all the years he's worked for the Hall. Now, in that 1896 photo, Tony, you're not in that. No, not in that photo.
I'm not in that.
Because people think that you've been associated with the Hall.
It's something I would have probably enjoyed being in. It's a very interesting photo.
We could give you an honorary Swedish name. We could call you Sven Svensson or something.
Yeah, well, they were, and it was clear that for this particular thing, Lucille Murchison, the big Murchison, the big red brick house on 3rd Street, that was her home. Mm-hmm. And she was sort of the chaperone for the group. So I think it's probably her who had this photograph done because it was done in a studio. It wasn't done on the stage.
Oh, interesting.
So she must have pulled her group together in their costumes and their posing. And then this photograph has been sitting there or in the church for offices, right? And had forgotten.
Wow.
Had forgotten what it was about.
Wow.
And when the picture was brought to me and somebody said, this has just got to be – this is theatrical. And I immediately thought of the Kermis, and I had a program from that. There were huge articles. It just goes on and on what was done. They chartered trains from Fayetteville and New Bern to come down here and attend the event. It was a fundraiser for the Cornelius Harnett Monument on Market Street. And there were a number of those fundraisers that were done. Most people, when they pass by that monument, don't realize that almost all the money that went to build that monument came from theatrical productions at Thalian Hall.
It's interesting when you start researching the history of Wilmington, although it's a pretty good-sized city these days, it still has a bit of a small-town feel, and everything and everybody is connected to everything everybody else.
It's very – it's like the humidity. You can't cut it with a knife. Bless all their hearts.
That's right. Tony Rivenbark's book is called Introducing Thalian Hall. It's by D. Anthony Rivenbark, his more formal title. It's put out through Arcadia Publishing, Images of America series. There is a book signing with Tony and perhaps a bit of a sit-down and chat session on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the ballroom.
I'm going to show a few images that are not in the book.
Oh, excellent. That's 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in the ballroom at Thalian Hall. He will also have book signings at Costco and Barnes & Noble and New Hanover County Public Library.
The
Northeast branch. All right. If you'd like to know when those signings are, you can go to the Thalian Hall website. Read about the book. Find out about the book signings. Just go to thalianhall.org. Tony, thank you.
But one more
yes,
thing.
Yes, please.
There's an article I just wrote that also came out this month in Salt Magazine on the formation of Little Theater in Wilmington in the 1920s. And I had great fun writing that book.
We are keeping you busy.
It's kind of like Minutes of Fanny Flagg. And I'm working on a Tyrone Powers piece right now, as a matter of fact.
Tony, so, thank you for everything you do for this community.
Thank
I know you.
You
do it out of your love of theater and your passion for Thalian Hall.
I don't know
anything
else to do. It's,
there you go, darling.
Don't give me too much credit.
Yeah, well, you could run a used car lot, but that wouldn't...
It's in my blood.
I know it is.
My father was a Pontiac dealer.
That's what I thought, but we're not going there, Tony. You're doing what you are meant to do. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
This is WHQR.